galling when you see this sort of thing is the commentary from senior personnel in government, most notably yesterday evening and this morning, the tarnish on this new security hut that cost $1.4 million, is the exclamation that, God, this is ridiculous and we really need to look at it. I mean, I put a tweet or post on X yesterday, God, if only he knew somebody in authority to keep an eye on expenditure. And it's something I've been saying for many years on your shows and on your media, that, you know, the commentator nature and commentator position the senior government personnel and senior civil servants take now is an abdication of their responsibility as members of the executive. You know, the idea that this is going on in isolation and it's not one false. The buck stops in certain places, and that's with the Secretary General of the relevant department, and it's with ministers, and it's with government. And after, you know, serving the best part of 40 years in Dáil Éireann, when you have a tarnish to kind of explaining that this is ridiculous and boo-hoo, you know, that's unacceptable. You know, you're either on charge or you're not on charge. You know, one of the reasons I'm leaving politics is the fact that this is the practice. You know, this is fundamentally the problem. We don't hold anybody but to account. We blame everything on systemic failure. And so, you know, rather than holding the individuals responsible to account. And the net result of that is history is bound to repeat itself, as we've seen time and again. And my key point was, you know, I'm there, or at least I always felt I was there in politics, and we all who are in politics should be there for the respect and dignity of the taxpayer as a whole. And that's what's been missed here.
As you've mentioned there throughout, Deputy, what you're really calling for here is, be it the OPW or be it senior officials in government, is for people to take accountability for things that are happening at the moment in terms of the spending.
Yeah. I mean, there is a gross lack of leadership and accountability in Ireland at the moment, where you as the executive, as I said, who assume a commentator role supported by a lot of mainstream media. Yes, they'll highlight scandals. Yes, they'll give a government an odd kick. But in the main, they won't bite the hand that feeds them, and they're the primary sources too. And that is dangerous for democracy. I think we need a national media who is prepared to call people out day in, day out, put people in the zone, and don't soften as a result of so-and-so, be it official or elected official, being their primary source or a good source for story.